This is special live coverage of Solar Eclipse 2017. Now, live from Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, here is KSRO's Pat Kerrigan. KSRO.
Sure if the sun went down or if the sun came up, but we're pretty sure it eclipsed at some point, and we are in Courthouse Square for a few more minutes here, and let me just say that we're happy for our partners, the folks at Shutterbug, who really have spent a lot of time getting people prepared for the eclipse. And on the telephone with us now on the KSRO live line is Jim Finn. He is in the path of totality and experienced that 100% eclipse of the sun. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Pat. How's it going?
I am terrific. Can you describe the experience of viewing the total eclipse to me?
I can describe it. It wouldn't really do it justice. I mean, it's just amazing, the emotional impact. This is my second eclipse. My first was in 1991, and this had every element of it. It was just spectacular. The whole environment changed. It has a very primitive, ancient feel to it. The air gets cold. We convinced ourselves that we saw the shadow of the moon coming out of the west. And then 360-degree twilight, brilliant diamond ring, and then the spectacular corona comes into view. And
wow.
It's just amazing. I'm here with friends at a friend's home in near Driggs, Idaho. Gorgeous. I'm staring at the Grand Tetons right now. He's got a spectacular one. It's Greg. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, this is Greg Stone.
Hey, Greg. Go ahead.
What's that? Oh, yeah, we're just in Driggs, Idaho. It was a beautiful experience. We got about 10 people here. We live in Driggs, Idaho part-time, you know, the Tetons. And
that's fantastic.
It's a brand new experience for most of the people.
That is fantastic. Describe to me when you were watching and you were in the path and it was at the moment of total eclipse. What was the environment like? What was it like being within a group of people experiencing the same thing?
Well, everything got really quiet and obviously cold, right? Because there's no more solar radiation. And I thought it was pretty emotional. Some people teared up a little bit, and it's just a brand new experience, something that most of us have never experienced in our lifetime.
Do you feel like you have that shared experience now and that you all know something that none of us will ever understand?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. It was just a great thing. Hey, here's Jim.
Thanks, Greg. Thought you'd want another side to it, but I think we all shared the same thing. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, do you feel a little bit changed?
I feel like I've experienced something that I'll never forget. I'll remember to the end of my days. It's absolutely, I know you guys had a partial eclipse in Santa Rosa, but...
That's what we hear, yeah.
Yeah, you can get, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's a bummer. You didn't even get to see that. The difference between a partial eclipse and a total eclipse, I was reading last night trying to get a way to put it. It's like the difference between flying an airplane as a passenger and jumping out of one as a skydiver. That's the difference.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. That now I've got a barometer for what that experience is like.
Yeah, it's just an amazing experience. And the difference is orders of magnitude, emotionally, physically, and it's I'm shaking right now still from it. I mean,
wow.
That's the impact it has
volumes.
On you.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For sharing some of this with us. I know it's impossible, you know, for us to get the entirety of it, and so we appreciate that, and we're gonna talk to. Really appreciate that, and like to have the vantage point of being in that path of totality. Now come home, okay?
All right,
gentlemen. Thank you so much. And also on the KSRO live line, as I understand it, Marcy Smothers is here. Marcy Carricker Smothers,
hey.
Are you there?
I'm here, Pat Kerrigan from sunny Willamette Valley in Oregon.
Willamette Valley in Oregon. Marcy, you were in the path. Please describe in grand details what that experience was like.
Well, it is everything everyone talks about, and it was both surreal and real at the same time. But, you know, we have the glasses. I didn't look up as much in the very beginning, but when the sky is slowly going darker, it almost gets a little bit green, and the ambient noise was quiet, except for the babies that are with us. Apparently, I was by myself in a field to sort of have the whole spiritual time by myself, but apparently
wow.
the babies are screaming when the actual eclipse happened, which is kind of interesting, right? They had
yeah.
some sense. And then when the eclipse itself happened, you know, the Bailey's beads where you could see the shimmering silver, and then finally
yeah.
the illumination, the ring around the black sun was just absolutely spectacular. And we could see Venus. The others that were promised, Jupiter and Mars, we could not see Mars at all. Some people will be able to see it. It should be a little bit red. So the rest of the planets we could see as well. And then just very slowly, the sunlight eeks back little by little by little. And it's just the most... I wish I had a better word than indescribable, but
well, it sounds like quite the curtain being pulled back, doesn't it?
It is, and it's, you know, those 3 minutes go by. It felt like it was 2 seconds. I'm like, wait a minute, we just had the eclipse. How could we be getting light again? It really
yeah,
was
yeah.
much faster than I expected the actual
yeah.
eclipse time. The darkness of 3 minutes felt like 3 seconds.
Well, aren't
and
you happy you made the journey?
It was eerie. Oh, I'm very glad I made the journey, and I'm with a whole bunch of pals. We just flew up for the day, and we'll be going home tonight. There's a big barbecue planned, and, you know, when you come into Oregon, because this is obviously the first sight line as it travels across the country, and it
right.
hasn't done this in 40 years, and it won't happen again for whatever, like 99 years in the continental United States, you see people camping everywhere you went, like the high schools, it would be called the Eclipse football game, and, you know, you'd go to the parking lot where the Dairy Queen was, and people would have their chairs out. You know, it was just very community-oriented here in Oregon, and I'm really thrilled to be here.
Well, it sounds like a perfect fit, although we desperately want you to come back, okay?
I'm coming. I can tell that you guys didn't have any sun in downtown Santa Rosa.
Well, what we witnessed was a lot of overcast and low clouds, but you know what? It was okay because we were together as a group, and we still were digging it.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be on the air on my KS Row and excited about the 80th anniversary of our station, our Sonoma County's radio station.
Yeah, it's coming up. Marcy.
Wait, let me finish. I just want to say extra happy
Please
that
do.
Pat Kerrigan is back on KS Row.
Well, aren't you a doll? Aren't you a doll? Well, we'll be talking soon. You know that. And thanks so much for taking the time during a very busy eclipse-filled Monday morning. Thanks, Marcy.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Marcy Carricker Smothers on the air describing the experience of being in the path of totality. All right, in the closing moments here in downtown Courthouse Square, let's talk to a couple of the guys who are here with the sixth grade class at Kenwood Elementary School. I know it was a little disappointing today, but are you glad you came anyway?
Yeah, it was still fun. I mean, you still got to learn about it, and you got to imagine that it was actually here. So it's kind of like it was.
Okay, so it was kind of like the eclipse happened, which it did, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just that we couldn't see it was the only difference.
Yeah.
But you're glad you came. And now, do you have to go back to school for the afternoon program or no?
I have to go back to get my homework.
Oh.
And they might still be there, but not really go back.
Can you just call them and say, you know, that eclipse ran a lot longer than I thought it was going to
yeah.
in Courthouse Square? No, never lie to your people there. But we're happy that the Kenwood School was out. And your name again?
John.
Okay, John. And you?
Baron.
John and Baron. Okay, great representatives of young scientists working on eclipse technology and thermometers and all that sort of stuff, even under the gray skies of Santa Rosa. So thanks for being here today. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Well, to our partners, to Shutterbug, who spent so much time making it easier for people to see the non-eclipse of 2017, and to the Robert Ferguson Observatory and Steve Smith and all of his compadres, what an exciting day you've made for us, even if the sun didn't come out. And really, the long and short of it is that when we have these kinds of shared experiences, regardless of whether what we expected to happen does happen, it makes us better humans, I think, and it makes us a better and stronger community. And that's what we experienced today in Courthouse Square. Thank you. If you've been listening to it, thanks for being a part of that. I hope you've enjoyed some of the information that we've had about the eclipse that will one day come again. Maybe we'll see a little bit more of it next time. So hopefully a little sun will shine on you this afternoon. The KSRO news team will be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. as usual. In the meantime, from the event, the best event that never was, I'm Pat Carrigan in downtown Santa Rosa at Courthouse Square right here on KSRO.